Last month, a short documentary film about Ho-Chunk artist and educator Truman Lowe won a Midwest Regional Emmy Award. It's the first Emmy for the Ho-Chunk Nation. Here's a clip from the film featuring archival footage of Lowe talking about his art.
I want to create enough interest in water through my work that others will begin to share the same beauty and the same understanding that I have of moving water.
Our next guest was part of the team behind the film, accepted the award at the Chicago ceremony in this historic moment for the tribe. Casey Brown is a comedian, award-winning producer, and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, part of the team behind the film, exploring the artistic process of Truman Lowe, a journey through Native American art and education. Casey, thanks a lot for coming over to the studio today.
Oh, Pina Gigi, thank you for having me today.
Can you talk a little bit, first of all, about the subject of your film, Truman Lowe, and what he means to the Ho-Chunk Nation?
Sure. Well, first off, I actually did want to say thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. And honestly, WPR, I've listened to it all the time. Ho-Chunk, Ho-Chunk country is basically Aboriginal and contemporary. We have offices all throughout the state, so I'm driving all over the state.
Oh.
I have a little static cling, and I'd look at that to know when to change over from one station to the other to continue listening. So,
thank you so much.
That's my little pitch that I wanted to give for the membership
thank you.
Crowd. Anyways, about Truman. So essentially, the film is about Truman. The idea came from I was working for the public relations for my tribe, the Ho-Chunk Nation, Wisconsin, and we were approached by the chancellor at UW-La Crosse. They wanted to change the name of their Center for the Arts. Not really change it, just add Truman to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of any donation or anything, but because he was such a remarkable individual and alumni from there. Came to the Ho-Chunk Nation, asked for support. Easily gave that to him. I grew up knowing Truman. I'm from Black River Falls. He's from my hometown. I also went to Madison and got to interact with him a lot when I was here. So I knew enough about him, knew a lot about him. I really wanted this to happen because he's such a remarkable, just an American Indian intellectual, great Wisconsinite. So I helped out with that. And once we got done with that, we were pitching ideas with Discover Wisconsin. And my fellow producer, Brett, we were talking about it. I mentioned Truman. I told the story about him and just, you know, everything he had done. And we liked the idea. We went with it, moved forward. And that was really where it started.
This is a short documentary. And I feel like I learned a lot about Truman Lowe that I didn't know beforehand. Can you tell us just a little bit about his career as an artist? And it looks like a mentor to so many others.
Yeah, certainly. So Truman grew up in tribal land, Black River Falls, my hometown. Grew up there and, of course, learned traditional arts from his family. And he certainly knew that and he incorporated that as he went on to UW-La Crosse for undergrad and eventually to Madison. And a lot of what he did is about the natural world. And as you heard in the clip, it was about water. Mm-hmm. So that was one big thing. Worked with a lot of wood. He certainly had different phases. But overall, I think his art was very, he had a lot of public art, lots of installations for folks to see. Really embodies the Wisconsin idea of, you know, learning all of this and bringing it back to Wisconsinites and across the country and across the world. So his art, I remember being a kid and how I first knew about Truman was he had, quote, weird art, someone had told me. And that is right then and there that I knew I loved weird art. So that was, and he was a mentor, honestly, obviously. He was here at UW and mentored so many students, a lot of folks that we had talked to that had wonderful stories about Truman.
Can you talk about his art a little bit? You show a lot of examples in the film, some of it working with wood, as you mentioned, techniques learned from his parents. Can you paint us a picture, I guess, of some of his sculpture and other work?
So Truman's work really embodies the idea of contemporary American Indian art. And when he was at the when he was working with the Smithsonian, he was integral to them starting more contemporary art and to show that, you know, Native art isn't just static. It's not, I mean, obviously we still have beadwork. We still have lovely traditional artworks, but Truman was in more of a modern style, but incorporating the old, but also with the new. And I think what Truman, his art really says is that, and it shows even with Native people just historically, is Native people can adapt, and they always have adapted, especially with colonization, always adapting to new materials, new ideas, new media. And Truman really did that, but still it was central was the natural world and just who he was as a person and as a Ho-Chunk and a Wisconsinite.
I've talked to people who've looked at Native American history, more recent history, and a running theme I hear is in our pop culture in the United States, a lot of time there's this, it's frozen in time, and maybe the 1800s or something like that. And the idea that, no, these are still living traditions today in 2024. How important is that for you in telling Truman's story?
Oh, it's very important. Of course, I studied history and American Indian Studies here at UW, so I could probably talk for hours on that. But in the short of it, honestly, that is what's important, is showing that Native people didn't just pause at one moment, that currently evolving. And I think what Truman has done and what, he always wanted his artists and people, his students that he was with, just to find what they wanted to say and use their, like, he had them look at themselves. And he obviously was taking students to the natural world as well and exposing them to that. So... but obviously we live in a modern day society, and he certainly worked with media like that as well.
Talking to Casey Brown, one of the creators of the newly Emmy Award winning documentary about Ho-Chunk artist Truman Lowe. Now, Truman passed away in 2019. You had some archival footage, and we heard some of that at the outset there. Can you talk about going back and listening to Truman Lowe's voice and watching him talk about his art?
Yeah. So I had the benefit of having heard Truman speak numerous times, both, on stage and just with other folks and just, in small groups. So I kind of got to see him talk. And certainly when we were looking into doing this, the historian in me getting to go back and look at all that archival footage and kind of knowing where to find it and talking with folks, a lot of colleagues that I have now were, my mentors and my professors growing up. So I got to talk with them and talk to a lot of folks that actually worked with Truman, and, they knew where to find a lot of these, some of the other hidden things. And obviously, it is a short film. I mean, there is a longer story to be told here. We probably could have done an entire feature. But so there's a lot that's not told. But I think we captured a lot of what the essence of Truman really was.
I agree. From what I saw, is there a thought that you might do, maybe not in a longer documentary form, but do some project that does extend that out and use more of that footage?
I certainly would like to do that, and especially, one of the things that, as studying history and, I guess as a historian, one of the big things that I always focus on is to show that the contemporary is still here and there is a Native future as well, and that we are all parts of that. So we are looking, we look backwards, but we are looking forwards, and to do some more work that talks about that and explores that, I think is very valuable, especially with art.
Now, this is a Ho-Chunk produced documentary about a Ho-Chunk subject winning this Midwest Regional Emmy. How significant is that? What does that recognition mean?
When I had heard from Discover Wisconsin, when they told me about the film and that it was nominated, I said, wow, that's really great for you guys. And they told me that it said, Casey, you were very integral in this film. you were a producer of this. You helped produce this. And I've accepted that. I certainly have a level of Ho-Chunk modesty, much like Truman does, did. And I'm just overjoyed that we won. And the biggest thing is that it's a Ho-Chunk story that the Ho-Chunk Nation produced for and about just this remarkable Ho-Chunk person. And to be able to, especially the Emmy, if nothing else, it's given notoriety to it. More people have watched this film, and the more people are talking about it. And I'm here. I will talk about it up and down anyone, any classroom. I've talked with students, and I've talked with the regents. If the regents are listening, thank you for watching the film and talking with me.
Now, you show in the documentary, the Art Center now at UW-La Crosse, named after Truman Lowe, the plaques inside there. Now there's the documentary. I mean, are you hoping that all of this together brings back people to look at Truman's art and career and maybe be inspired themselves to follow in his footsteps in some way?
Certainly. UW-Madison just recently put up a bird effigy sculpture right on campus. And once winter comes, everyone's going to be able to see it. It is going to be shining. It is right there once you go past Bascom. I think that there is a renewed interest, and I've certainly seen a lot more programming and shows that have been intruding, including Truman, as well as the folks that he inspired and that he mentored.
Now, you're still celebrating the Emmy win. What is next for you now, Casey?
Currently, I am, after the Emmy win, honestly, I've been, a lot of projects have been floated towards me, and I'm currently working with the Newberry Library out of Chicago, which, you know, as a historian here, I got to go to the Newberry a lot. So they're doing an indigenous history, oral history project of Chicago and the urban Indian community down there. So I'm just kind of helping out with that, and that's going to be a larger exhibition. So I'm looking forward to that right now.
And then are you hoping your success with this project and hopefully future ones, maybe as Truman did, will inspire yet another generation?
I certainly hope so. That because I never thought that I would be a quarter of the way to get my EGOT. So that is not something I expected in my lifetime. So Truman really inspired me, and I guess that passion showed through in the film. And hopefully, other folks will see that, and maybe some youth will see that and follow their passions as well.
Casey, thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Pina Gigi.
That's Casey Brown, comedian, award-winning producer, and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. He was with us to talk about a short documentary film he helped produce about Ho-Chunk artist Truman Lowe. It recently brought home a Midwest Emmy Award.